During the Yemei HaChanukah, we commemorate the two great Nisim, that of the military victory, the Yeshua, the Nitzachon, and also that of the Pach HaShemen. And at times, we tend to view them independently. Perhaps one would suggest that the reason that we recite Hallel, that Shevach Vodo Hal, is because we were saved, because of the Yeshua of the Melchama. And why is it that we have the mitzvah Lokas Aneros? Clearly because of the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. But when you look in the Gemara in Maseches Sofrim, that line certainly is blurred. When the Gemara raises in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph Mai Chanukah, the Gemara describes the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, and the Gemara concludes L'shana Cheres Asum Yamim Tovim Bahalel VeHoda, and based on that, we establish this as a yontif with Hoda, as Rashi writes, the recitation of Hallel. Hallel, based on the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. When you look in Perachof Maseches Sofrim, there we find the language of Haneros Halolu, that is recited at the time of the Hadlaka, and there we emphasize the Nitzachon of the Melchama. So maybe somewhat unusual. At the time of the lighting, we mention the Melchama. The reason for Hallel, the Gemara says, is based on the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. Clearly, Chazal indicated that there's some convergence of the two experiences. It's not just simply that neatly. Mitzvah Hadlaka is because of Pach HaShemen, and Hallel is because of the Nitzachon of the Melchama. But rather, indeed, they are related. In terms of understanding that relationship, perhaps one could suggest the following. You know that undeniably, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen was an absolute Nes Nigla. One could not explain how exactly that was possible, other than clear, clear Nes. What about when it comes to the Yeshua of the Melchama? We know, of course, that was a Nes as well. But one could understand that perhaps a person could question, could deny, that that was not really a result of Hashkochas HaShem. You know, at times in history, that yes, that armies battle, and sometimes the underdog prevails, and even though, yes, that we were outnumbered, maybe, you know, we were better equipped, we were a smarter, more efficient army, and therefore, we're able to excel, and we're able to defeat the Yavanim. Imagine, for example, that you were having that debate in the aftermath of the Yeshua of the Melchama, and someone challenges you and tells you, no, that was a natural occurrence. That is something that was void of the Yad HaShem. But recognize that as you're debating, oh, there's an air that miraculously burns and burns and burns, clearly, absolutely, an ace nigle. Then, obviously, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu only performs the ace in order to see to it that the Neros and Mikdash burn. And Yeshuas Yisrael is something that is void of Hashkochas HaShem. The purpose of the Nes of the Pach HaShemen is in order to reveal, to uncover the Nes of the Yeshua as well, based on what the Ramban writes so magnificently, the very end of Parshas Bo. Why is it that we experience Nisim Gluyim? The Ramban, Umin HaNisim, Hagdolim HaMafursamim, Adamoda Benisim HaNistarim. The Nes Nigla is for the purpose of honing one's vision to appreciate that everything in life is considered to be an absolute Nes. The Ramban writes incredibly, Ein la adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have a chelek in the Torah Hashem. Ad shenamin kol dvareinu mikrinu kulam nisim ein balam tevim in hagol shalolam. Nothing in this world is natural. Everything the Ramban writes is an absolute nes. They're nisim gluyim and they're nisim nistarim. And every once in a while you experience a nes nigle in order to hone your vision to recognize that yes, if there was any doubt in your mind regarding the Yeshuas Yisrael, maybe that is something that was random, capricious, not the result of Hashkochas HaShem. So the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, that is Megala, that not only is that, but even the Nes of the Yeshua as well, and therefore the convergence of the Tunisim. And therefore, my Chanukah, it is the Nes of the Pach HaShemen that triggers the Chiyuv of Hallel and Hoda. And when a person is Madlik, the Ner Chanukah, Haneros Halalu, you have to emphasize the Nes of the Yeshua as well. The Miri's Kasha, the Beis Yosef's Kasha, that if the Nes was the extra 7 days that the Ner continued to burn? Why is it that Chanukah is 8? No, the answer of Meir is Shabbos Chaf Aleph, because the initial Hadlaka is because of the Nes of the Mochama. The Hadlaka Saneros and Yom Rishon, that signals the issue that we experienced in the Mochama itself. When the Rambam describes the Nes of Chanukah and Hadlaka Saneros, the Rambam writes that Hadlaka Saneros is coming for the purpose of Leharos Ulegalos Anes. That's the Lashon HaRambam, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Laharos Ulegalos Anes. What does Laharos mean? To demonstrate the Nes. What exactly is the term Legalos? No, to reveal, to uncover. Perhaps that's exactly the answer, that there's a dual purpose in the Nes of the Pach HaShemen and in our Hadlaka. On the one hand, it's an obvious demonstration of the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, but it's also Megale, it also reveals. Umin anisim hagdol meforsamim adamod benisim hanistarim. And therefore the convergence of the tunisim as one. And therefore not to view them absolutely independently. You know, Rashi writes in Parshas Kisisa that we describe wisdom in many different ways. And the exact phrase of Bina is lahavin davar mitoch davar. No? The midah of Bina means that a person can read in. A person can be able to derive, to extrapolate A from B. And perhaps that explains the nusach of the Maoz Tzur that b'nei vina yemei shmona. Why is it the midah of Bina? Why does it take Bina to understand such an ace? The answer is that the takeaway of Chanukah is lahavin davar mitoch davar, to recognize not really the nes of the Pach HaShemen, but umin hanisim hagdolim ufursamim adamode benisim hanistarim. And therefore, to be able to see that as the basis of Hashkochas Hashem, and to recognize that this is true of al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, that requires that added element, that sense of absolute bina. And therefore, this was the basis of the takana of Chazal. You know, bizman shebeis hamigdash kayin, the Mishnah Avos and Perakei, that Nisim occurred regularly. And one cannot help but wonder that there was a Nes of the Pach HaShemen, that's true, but there were many, many Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that Chazal were koveya such a mitzvah and a yontif d'rabbanan based on the Pach HaShemen? And maybe that's part of the answer, that the purpose of the Pach HaShemen is to reveal, to uncover, to be megaleh, to demonstrate, literally, anisecha shebechol yom imanu, the very term Nes. On the one hand, it is something that is absolutely extraordinary, miraculous, a wonder. But Nes, the son Nes, the Kabetzka, the Yoseno, means a flag, a banner, an indicator, that Ramban, that the purpose, the essence of the Nisim HaMufursamim is to recognize Hashkochas Hashem in Nisim HaNistarim. And perhaps that's why Pirsum Nisa plays such an important role when it comes to Chanukah. It's not just to experience the Nes. It's the need to laharos, the galos, to be mefarsim the Nes, the Shita Sarambam, and Perek Dalet, that, you know, lachar shetich l'regem anashuk, the mitzvah comes to an end. There's no kiyum hadlaka without Pirsum Nisa. That's a striking relationship. If it's 3 a.m. and someone would tell you on Purim night they didn't yet lay the Megillah, even though one of the main aspects, Tosus Megillah Daf Dalet, of Kriya Samegillah is Pirsum Nisa, but you're still going to tell that person, but without Pirsum Nisa, you can still read the Megillah. There's a kiyum hadlaka independent of Pirsum Nisa. But yet the Rambam writes against the Rashba that that's not true. When it comes to Lakas Ner Chanukah, without Pirsum Nisa lachar shetich l'regem anashuk, there is no mitzvah sadlaka. There's no greater example of a mitzvah that is so linked to Pirsum Nisa other than the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Because perhaps that's the essence of, it's not the nes in and of itself, but rather it's the realization, the fact that we demonstrate to ourselves and to others that indeed this is true. One has to recognize that the persecution of Knesset Yisrael through the Yevanim was not one of a physical nature, but rather on the religious scale, on the religious plane. And that is the need to see to it that, yes, even though one is part of society, to make sure that one always creates the necessary checks, balances, hagdaros, to be able at times to be part of, but to set yourself apart. There's a stunning Rambam in Igeres HaShmad, when the Rambam describes the gzeros of the Yevanim, aside from a classically recognized of Shabbos, Milah, Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam adds a fourth gzera, Shalo Yiskar Adam Pesach Besa. The Rambam writes that was one of the gzeros of the Yevanim. The door to the home always had to be open. The influence of the street would permeate the home. The Kedushas HaBayis would diffuse. The Rambam, amazing, that one of the gzeros of the Yevanim was you weren't allowed to close the door to your home. You know, which sheds unusual light on the need that the Makom Hadlaka of Ner Chanukah is Pesach Beiso Mibachutz. Because, of course, that if that was one of the gzeros of the Yevanim, that you cannot close, so you know what we do? We take that very Pesach that was subject to the gzera of the Yevanim, and we flank it with mezuzah, with Ner Chanukah, to recognize that Kedusha that is embedded in the mitzvah of Hadlokas and Eros and the Pach HaShemen. But not to view these two experiences separately, but rather that convergence of the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, the Nes of the Yeshua, the Nisim Gluyim, the Nisim Hanistarim, and therefore not surprising. When the Gemara raises the Kasha, Shabbos Chafalef, Mai Chanukah, it describes the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. That is the basis of the recitation of Hallel in Hodah, and Maseches Sofer when you light, and you recite Al HaNisim, to make sure that you're mindful of the Nes of Yeshua's Yisrael, the Nes of the Melchama.